With the Southeast Ag Report, I'm Haley Shipp. Lies, blank lies, and statistics. USDA data shows that 2021 exports of U.S. farm and food products totaled $177 billion. That was 18% higher than 2020 and nearly 15% higher than the previous record, which was set in 2014. But is it because we exported more or because what we exported was worth more? If you haven't noticed, inflation has changed price tags just a little bit over the last several months. Veronica Nye is the American Farm Bureau's senior economist.
Of course, increased commodity prices and rising global inflation contributed to that. About two-thirds of that increase can be attributed to increases in price, and then about a third attributed to increases in quantity exported. So certainly a lot of price action, but additional product being shipped as well.
Problems at the Detroit port heading into Canada may wild it up a bit more here in 2022, as well as a failure by China to reach their full obligation under the Phase 1 agreement.
The Phase 1 agreement ended at the end of 2021. We saw them miss their overall import level by about $13 billion over the 2020-2021 range.
According to Nye, U.S. market share has yet to recover from the trade dispute that we've had with the Chinese. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report.